You know, this is the year, Craig, that NASA all across the country is celebrating its 60th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Great Lakes Science Center, which is home to the NASA Glenn Visitor Center, is having a special presentation and event going on. And here to talk about that is David DeFelice. Good morning, David.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. All right, let's take us. What's happening here coming Saturday? I guess from 10 to 5. Lots of science and technology and things from the future and the past. Take us through the day a little bit, if you could.
Sure. Well, you know, NASA Glenn Visitor Center is always a great place to go to get involved and learn more about what we do in aeronautics and space research. Great galleries and exhibits that are always a part of your experience at the Great Lakes Science Center. And what we do for special events like we're doing this Saturday is bringing in additional actual NASA employees, researchers, who are going to be doing various demonstrations. We've got a show that will be demonstrating cryogenics with liquid nitrogen, which is cryogenic fuels what we use for most of our rockets. We'll be showing how we use alternative energies to power spacecraft and aircraft and all kinds of hands-on things along those lines. And it just makes for a really engaging experience and an actual rare opportunity to directly interact with some of the NASA researchers.
One of the highlights is former NASA astronaut Box Johnson. Talk about his time there and what he's expected to talk about.
Yeah, Greg Johnson. He's a great guy, and he is a two-time space shuttle pilot, and has got lots of great experiences and tells great stories. And he's gone to the International Space Station on both his missions, helped to construct the space station, and done some robotics. So he's got great stories, and he does a really good job. Makes you feel like you're along for the ride with him as he takes you on a presentation about his trips into space.
When you celebrate any length of time, 60 years in this case, do you break out the memorabilia? Do you break out gear from 60 years ago? Do you still have that stuff?
Oh, yeah. So part of what we do is, we maintain our various artifacts. And so some of the best ones are already on display at the Visitor Center. When we moved down there a few years ago, we kind of opened up the archives and let them pick the ones they thought would tell, the best stories in terms of who we are, what we do here at NASA Glenn in Cleveland. And then there'll be a few other things we'll bring out, here and there, but kind of to tell the whole story. And but it's not just about looking back. It's we're looking forward to the next 60 years and getting ready to go back to the moon and on to Mars. And we'll be presenting quite a bit of the technologies that help us to do that.
You can even get a picture of yourself of what you'd be like, I guess, in this photo booth. Picture yourself in space. And who knows if those are young astronauts of the future.
And that's the idea, is to take the time to inspire. And what we'll do is we have a kind of a space scene with an astronaut out doing a spacewalk, and we'll take the face of a child, adult, anyone who wants to get involved, and put their face in that helmet. So we call it picture yourself in space, so they can dream and get a vision and about what it can take. And that's why we also want to bring out our scientists, engineers, and even a former astronaut to see these are real people who do space exploration and aeronautics work. So we want kids to be inspired to say, hey, I could be a part of that and do that. That's the way I was when I was a kid growing up watching the Apollo moon landings and such. I said, I want to be a part of that when I grow up. So we want to continue that.
We didn't know whether we wanted to be the guys in the short sleeve shirts and the ties or the ones in the out in space in the, the space suits out there. So there's room for everybody in this.
There is room for everybody. And, when you have a crew of three or four astronauts going on a deep space exploration mission, there's thousands of people back on the ground, everything from launch operations, mission control. Even now, for the International Space Station, we have a crew of astronauts conducting experiments that we designed and developed here. And we have a set of researchers in a control room who are working with them and in communication with them to make sure this we get the most out of the science research that we're doing.
It's amazing, though, if you get to meet an astronaut. I mean, that's a small, still, even over 60 years, that's still a small core group of people that have actually left this planet and been into space. It's amazing.
It is. It really is. And, we're, coming up on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and slowly we're losing those original pioneers. But there's a lot of great guys like Greg Johnson who have had similar experiences and can tell, what it's like to go through that. All the training, all the experience, what it's like to, to fly a space shuttle and go through that process, what it's like to go aboard the International Space Station and fly like Superman or Iron Man and do those things. But they can also talk about the, the real-world experiences they have. But the great thing is these guys are down-to-earth guys. And Greg Johnson went to high school in Fairborn, Ohio. He's, he's one of us. And we don't want to put these guys and gals too high up on a pedestal because, I could never be like that. I couldn't do that. And they, really show that, they're real people and it's something that's an achievable dream. And we want kids who are thinking about that to pursue that. But also, hey, maybe that's not what they want to do. Maybe they're more the engineer type or, hey, we even need, accountants and personnel people. And there's all kinds of roles for people in NASA.
That's right. And it sort of shows the whole broad, breadth of that, even creative thinkers and just people to try to figure out the unknown and being able to put that into context, I guess. How do people go about it? Is there tickets for this event? How does that work for people?
Yeah, you can certainly buy tickets in advance through the Great Lakes Science Center. Just come to the door. The talk by Greg Johnson at 12:30 will be in their dome theater. There's no additional ticket required for that, or no advance reservations or anything either. So that's all included with your admission to the Great Lakes Science Center that day. If you want to, go ahead and just for the convenience, go ahead and get your tickets at home. I believe they are available for advance purchase. That's more handled by the Science Center, but it's a great opportunity to come on down and be a part of things. We're looking forward to seeing folks down there.
Before I let you go, can you tell us about the Glenn Band performances?
Sure.
What is that? So
it's something that used to be a part of the center many years ago, and we found some old pictures of bands performing at various functions and things. And we have a team of employees who said, hey, we're musicians. Why don't we do that again? We have, for example, we'll have like maybe an honor award ceremony, or we had a Hall of Fame induction ceremony a few years ago for some of the, our best and our brightest, and it just adds a little ambiance to it. And these folks are primarily either active or retired NASA employees and researchers, and quite a few of them in between the performances are gonna, get out some hardware that they worked on or do a demonstration and be a part of things. So it's part of their what you call, actually, when you add the arts to it, STEM becomes STEAM, and they like to do that as well. So anybody who's been involved in band or had kids involved in band, sometimes those are some of the best and brightest students in school too. So it's kind of neat to see that it's left brain, it's right brain, it's everything comes together in a creative way. And so we're excited to have them be a part of the event as well. It'll be a nice addition to the program.
That sounds kind of neat. Again, it's the Great Lakes Science Center, home to the NASA Glenn Visitor Center. They've got their 60th celebration going on this coming Saturday. It begins at 10 a.m., goes till 5, and you can find out more at the Great Lakes Science Center website as well. We appreciate your time, David. Thanks for it. Sharon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
David DeFelice joining us this morning, talking about the NASA 60 years. Now, 60 years, you look, Craig, you talked about memorabilia or old type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still say if you looked at that old stuff, you'd still look at that stuff thinking, man, this looks so futuristic, from space. Unless, unless sometimes it gets close up and you think, gee, that looks cheap and beat up. How does that work? How did they fit in that? It looked bigger on television, that type of a thing.
Yeah, the last time I was at the NASA Glenn Center, that's when they still had their museum there.
Right.
So I've not seen it at the Great Lakes Science Center, but I still remember seeing they have one of the Apollo capsules there. And you look at that and think to yourself, how did that ever work?
Yeah.
What kind of flimsy?
Sure, right, exactly. Who's the one that said, you want to get in there? Sure.
Yeah. Small and flimsy.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing. But it takes pioneers to move things forward.